which is due in about a month, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's a fairly significant project for World War II. So I have to make a big board thing with talking about a relative of mine who was affected by World War II. I just have to explain how they're affected by World War II.
One relative or the whole family?
Just the one. Well, I have to pick one person to center on that. I mean, doesn't mean I can't talk about other people as well.
Okay, now. Whom did you choose?
We hadn't chosen, but I thought that either your mum or your dad would be suitable candidates.
We thought maybe your father, because we don't know much about him.
Yes. Now, my father is a story of Second World War concentration camps and so on. Yeah. Hiding, trying to emigrate, learning to be a baker so that he can go to Israel, and so on and so on. So that's a sad story of somebody who, when he came back from a concentration camp after World War II, it started again with the communists. They jailed him again and took everything from him and expelled him from his business and things like that. I don't know whether you want that. My mother, that's a different story. That's because she was Austrian, she was pronounced German. When Austria was in Anschluss, when Hitler took Austria and he said that there are no Austrians anymore, they are Germans. Yeah, so that's another story, yeah? Mine is also another story because we were looking at the bombers, the American bombers, and we were guessing whether they will bomb Vienna, Budapest, or us. And every time we saw the bombs falling, so we ran into the cellar to hide. So everybody was affected.
Yeah.
In Europe, everybody. Yeah. It's hard to judge who was more or who was less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Slovakia at that time was pretty well off because at least we had agriculture, so we were not hungry. Austria was in awful shape. I remember as a five-year-old, we went, my mother arranged, we met my grandparents on the bridge which connected Slovakia and Austria. And we were bringing them food, suitcases of food, my impression first one, and that was 47, I was 10 years old, I saw people dying at the Hunger Column church, which was not far from where my grandmother lived.
In Vienna.
In Vienna, yes. It was so bad. So
which story?
Which story?
Well, now, you can't really choose, can you?
Did you do a sound check?
Yeah, okay, stop talking.
Really don't think
stop talking for a moment.